Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That, of course, is our Pirates writer, Nubias Wilborn. Nubias, how you doing tonight?
Man, what's up, Paul, man? Tell the listeners, the readers, whoever it is, you know, we got love for each other. We just have a little bit of verbal jousting. It's all fun.
It's not bad. It's actually refreshing with you and I, because, you know, there are some people that I know that can't have the kind of back and forth and not get, you know, angry at each other. And, you know, I know people that don't speak to like their brother or their whatever because of stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I mean, I'm still going to kneecap you when I see you. This actually on my Archie's wings when we go for it, all right?
No, that's okay. You can kneecap.
And don't forget about the Paul's Ice sandwich at Archie's.
Yes. Here's the thing. You can kneecap me, but you can't, like, unfriend me.
Absolutely not. I would never unfriend you.
There we go. Nubias, so we've got this baseball playoffs coming on, but, you know, I talked to you a little bit earlier about the Pirates drafting, and Stephen Nesbitt from, our former colleague, wrote something today that I thought was interesting, and I wanted to get your opinion on it, because obviously you're going to be very interested in what goes on this offseason.
Right.
The Pirates have developed, in 12 years, they've drafted and developed only five pitchers who've had a positive war. And so you've got Chad Cole, you've got obviously Tyon and Gerrit Cole, Justin Wilson, and Brandon Compton, of all people. So, I mean, when you saw that list and you saw that, that's got to be pretty alarming. I mean, you've covered baseball for a while. That's got to be pretty alarming.
Well, no, I mean, it's definitely very telling as to where the Pirates are and where they aren't. I mean, listen, development pitching is hard. I mean, you know, for people who are familiar with me, maybe some who aren't, before I got here, I covered the Atlanta Braves for a few years, and they're getting a lot of credit because you got Mike Soroka, you got Sean Newcomb, you got a lot of these guys who they developed, but there are a lot of guys who miss, like Lucas Sims and these other guys. I mean, pitching is hard to develop, but right now, there definitely are some glaring misnomers with the Pirates and their development over the last 10 years, and it's very concerning. I mean, they're lucky to have or to have got Joe Musgrove, who's solid, Trevor Williams. I mean, but no, there's definitely some missing links there. And it's definitely one of those things that the Pirates, considering their situation, they're not going to go out and go sign. Like, they're not going to go out when Gerrit Cole, and he goes to get his money this time, he's going to get some big money just based on what he's already done in the playoffs.
Yeah,
he's going to get paid.
There's no question about it. I mean, Gerrit Cole.
The Pirates aren't even in that bidding war. They're not even in that conversation. That's the Yankees. That's the Dodgers. Pirates aren't in that conversation. So what do you do? You got to develop, and that's an area where they have struggled.
No, absolutely. You know, just as an aside, I was talking with a couple of people today. We were trying to kind of just sort of guess what you think the contract's going to look like for Gerrit Cole. I think it's going to be something like 8 years, $250 million. What do you think?
I mean, I can see that. I mean, either way, whatever it is, and I don't know what the number's going to be, but it's going to be a lot of years and a whole lot of money because Gerrit Cole's that old, and he has proven he is worth whatever he's going to get. I mean, when you have 300 strikeouts, when you show up in these big games like he has, I mean, he's been phenomenal. Although, I will say this. I don't buy into the fact that the Pirates, quote-unquote, gave him away, even though, I mean, you got Joe Musgrove out of it, you got Feliz, who's a solid reliever, you got Colin Moran, who's a decent Major League Baseball player, and Jason Martin, who came in. They didn't give him away, but they didn't win.
Yeah, I mean, and I think, you know what, as you've known, Nubias, you've covered it long enough, and you've been around it long enough, those kind of trades are hard to win. when you're giving away the best player in the trade, it's hard to win those trades. You just hope that you get something in return that you can actually use.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, they got usable pieces. I mean, I think Joe Musgrove can be a number two, number three type starter. I really believe that. He has the ability to. And I know I have people tweeting me saying, well, fire some developed pitchers. Well, Musgrove's already in the major league. And he's 26, going to be 27 soon. What you hope is the Pirates hire a pitching coach that can work with Joe. And also, Joe does the work in the offseason. Joe could be a 3.5 ERA guy with 200, 250 punchies, and 200-something in. He could be that guy. Like, I believe he could be that kind of guy.
Well, if he does, if he does that, that probably changes what you think about the trade a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. And he's capable of. The one thing with Musgrove in particular that really stuck out to me was when he said, when he was going through the foot in, like literally, this is plant foot. So every time he throws a pitch, it was painful. But when he found out it couldn't be hurt anymore, and he still went out on a team that was nowhere near the playoffs, and, he, and I asked him, hey, Joe, why are you doing that, bro? Like, you're hurt. He was like, listen, I'm trying to prepare myself for October baseball, where I know I'm not going to be at my best. That told me everything I need to know about that man as his character, as to who he is. The question is, can he take those next steps? He wants to be healthy. He wants to be strong. The Pirates are very fortunate to have a man like Joe Musgrove on their team.
Yeah, I think he has a chance to be that guy, that clubhouse guy as well. You know, that really can be, you know, the sort of the guy that gets them rallied and going. You know, you've been around Neil Huntington for a whole year. You kind of know, you know, have a good idea of, you know, what he thinks or what he likes to do. What do you think right now they're working on in the front office?
I mean, well, one, they're trying to figure out, do they have enough at catcher with between Elias Diaz and Jacob Stallings? You could do the platoon role because, I mean, you know, the team I covered, the Braves, they did it with my years covering them. They did it with Tyler Flowers and Kurt Suzuki. Then they did it this year with Flowers and Brian McCann, and they brought on Francisco Cervelli. So the question is, can Diaz be a lot better than what he was? I want Jacob Stallings in my baseball club because he's so smart and he's so adept. He's good at framing pitches, good at working pitchers. I mean, can he hit like he did towards the end of the season? 462 games? I don't know. But I like Jacob Stallings. Diaz is the question. Because if you would have had this conversation a year ago, you thought that Diaz was ready to replace Cervelli. Was it the mysterious illness that we still really know what that illness was as to why he struggled? I don't know. But do they go out and go to catcher? Okay, let's say they do or don't. Now you got to look at starting pitching. They need a dog. They got some guys. They need a dog. And there's going to be guys out there who could be that guy. Even if you don't get a number one, maybe you'll get a guy like Julio Teheran, who's probably on an out with the Braves. But you know what? He pitches 250 innings a year. He'll keep his ERA under four, and he'll be solid. Maybe go find something like that. There are options for them to fund. They gotta fix those two things. Then you always are looking for another power hitter. Those are the three areas they need to fix the most.
I was going to ask you, though, do you think that they are right now still evaluating, like, the staff? I mean, you know, do you think there could be some changes in the front office or some scouting directors or scouting or scouts or – you know, whatever. I mean, do you think that that's or do you think that they've sort of moved on without evaluation and now are on to the players?
Oh, no, I mean, they're still evaluating being done. I want to be careful how I say what I'm going to say, but I don't think we've seen the last of the moves. But if you look at the moves they've already made, all right, they're going to get a new pitching coach. And maybe you get a new assistant pitching coach. And then maybe that pitching coach says, you know what, our development through the system is flawed. So we need to change everything we're doing from the Dominican Summer League all the way up to 10-4. And maybe they fix that.
Yeah.
The only thing that's certain within the Pirates coaching staff, to me, you don't want to get rid of Rick Eckstein as your hitting coach. You don't want to get rid of Jacob Cruz as your assistant hitting coach. Kamari Barti at first base, his work with the outfielders, I think it's really solid, so you keep him. Outside of that, you're looking at Joey Cora and wondering, you keep him around. You're looking throughout the organization from top to bottom and wondering, is that what's going to work? Because there are some flaws within the Pirates system when it comes to developing, scouting, and overall making players better.
Yep. That's to me, I think, what they have to kind of come up with first. And, you know, what is their plan in terms of their staff? And that's why, I don't know. I'm glad that you're saying that you think there might be some more changes coming, because I don't know that the changes that they've made would significantly alter what's going on down there.
I mean, it's a start. I mean, because getting rid of Ray Search, although I think Ray caught a lot of blame for a lot of poor performances this year that wasn't necessarily on him, but there's a development issue. And it does start from the top of the system with the pitching coach, who eventually works things down to the other guys. So maybe Joe Hanrahan, does he get a more prominent role? You see what I'm saying? Like, there's ways that the Pirates can improve their development. But also, too, it does start with scouting and development. I think their last draft was pretty good. I think the one before that's pretty good. And I think they find some decent play. And again, it's hard because most of these guys who I'm talking about, if they sign overseas, you're not going to see them on a big league level for at least 3-4 years. Most fans don't even know who these guys are for the 2 years. So I can talk about, you know, the Dominican system, how Junior Vescaino is improving it, but it's going to be a while before you see those plays.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Well, Tobias, appreciate you taking some time, and I know it's your off season, but really, there's no off season in baseball anymore.
Man, the game don't stop, Paul. You know that,
right? So hopefully, we'll see you down at Archie's for Monday Night Football soon, and also, I'm sure we'll check in when there's big developments, like a manager is hired or something like that.
Absolutely, I expect that in the next couple of weeks, particularly as the playoffs continue. There's a lot of interesting candidates. Don't be surprised if the Pirates go outside of the organization to pick someone.
Well, I would like that, Tobias, because I'm from the school of, if you're going to go in a different direction, go in a different direction.
Right.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for coming on, man.
Anytime, Paul. I love you, bro.
All right, man. That's my man, Tobias Wilborn of the Post-Gazette.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.